if you really sit down and look at your reality and your relationship and you really feel that you are in a safe relationship, but yet you are having trouble believing that to be so due to past trauma, abuse, neglect. It could be intimate relationships or relationships with family members growing up, whatever your case may be. We have to change this mindset. If you see that there is no signs of your relationship being unsafe, abusive, it is time to let go and to retrain the mind. Our minds are incredible. It's always trying to protect us from experiencing something bad again. And the way that it does that is it may find little tiny cues, little tiny pieces to create this large false horror story in our minds. And that's only because the mind doesn't want us to have to experience the bad that we once did. But if there is absolutely no indication of your relationship being unsafe, and these thoughts that you have do not apply, when you really sit and look at this reality of yours and hear your thoughts, if they are not matching up, if you don't have proof, evidence, beyond a reasonable doubt, there is no reason to live a life like that. And so acknowledgement is the first step, and retraining the mind is the second step. And knowing that if our thoughts are not matching up and the story that we're telling ourselves is not matching up with what we are seeing, we are in a falsehood. We are in an illusion. We are in a story that we are creating. We are not in reality, and we're not enjoying the moment. We are not enjoying the blessing. We are not enjoying our growth. And the reason that we get such nice blessings is because of the growth that we put ourselves through. We're ready for something great. So now that we have something great, we have to accept that it is okay. We are safe. Let's experience this joy. And if something were to go wrong, at least along the way, you haven't enjoyed the experience. And if you open up your heart and love with all, as if you've never been hurt, if something goes wrong, your heart will simply turn away from it. It's not holding back and things going wrong will cause feelings of guilt and regret, because you know that you didn't give it your all. And it's like, well, if I would have maybe gave that my all, maybe this wouldn't have turned out this way. When we give our all, we are actually stronger than when we resist, believe it or not. Because when we resist, that means we're holding back pieces of ourselves as a whole. When we let go and give our all, we are in our strongest form, because every part of us is coming forward. So if you're, let's use a example, a metaphor, would that be it? Probably a metaphor. Let's just say that you're fighting with somebody and your legs are tied and your right hand is tied and you're fighting with your left hand only. You're never going to be as strong as you would be in that fight if you had your other two legs and your other arm and your other hand. And it's the same thing with love and relationships. Wow. Now, let me tell you that I told you this in my introduction of my podcast, that I am learning with you. This isn't that I'm on some kind of a, I'm not superior to anybody. I am learning with you. This is actually, and the reason I'm talking about this is because this is me. This is me. And I want to help others, and the way that I help myself is by helping others. And me just speaking this out loud is making me realize, I mean, before I started this recording, I didn't know any of this. But I hear it now. It's like we could give good advice to our friends, but sometimes we don't take our own advice. You know how that is. And so even if you take the time to start recording to yourself your thoughts, just speaking out loud your thoughts. I guess this is the reason that people go to therapy. You would be really amazed at all the things you'll learn from your own self. If you even started doing podcasts wanting to help other people, you will not believe how much trying to help other people and giving hope and encouragement is really helping you. You know, and I just can't believe what I just said. I am very afraid to love again and be in a relationship. And I know happiness and joy and bliss as a single person. Which I didn't know. And that was a whole other step in itself. And now I'm in this place where I'm trying to do it again. And it is not easy for me at this time. But I'm going to keep fighting. Because this is worse than just letting go. This holding back is worse than me just letting go. And if something goes wrong, I deal with it. Because we anticipate the pain and, well, that's going to hurt so bad. But really, to be quite honest with you, if you felt pain before, it never hurts like it did the first time. That's number one. Number two, you have all of these different abilities on how to cope if you've been hurt. So it's not going to be the first time once again. And it never ends up hurting the way that we thought it would. What hurts more is sitting here waiting for something to go wrong, anticipating the wrong. What hurts more is the constant worry. It's just so ridiculous and such a waste of time. And that's why I'm having this conversation with you and myself. This conversation's for all of us involved. It's not just for you. It is also for me. And wow, what I said. Because you know what? When we're afraid, we're holding pieces of ourselves back. And when we give our all, we're more of something. And if we're more of something, we're stronger. We're bigger. We're stronger. So, you know, as smart as the mind is, sometimes in the world that we're living in now, it's not that smart. I think these things would have been smart maybe like in cave times or something, or when you're out hunting and you know not to go back to that place because you knew there was a snake pit there and you might get bit and then die. This is different, you know. Every person is different. And if there's no logical signs in front of you of a threat, there is no reason to act and act in a way that is as if you are being threatened. It just doesn't make sense. So we have to give it our all. We have to force ourselves to shut up in our heads. Even having this conversation, you could feel the freedom of your mind. You can see, like, when you're stressed out, you'll realize, if you pay attention, it feels like you're in a complete fog. Like, you can't think. Everything doesn't feel as clear. You notice, like, you're not looking out into the distance. You're more looking at things close up, like your phone or, like, things close up. You can't look outward. You can't look at people when you're stressed out. A lot of the time, you're avoidant. You're looking down at the flick. You don't want to connect with people. Your strength is completely gone. And you're not your whole person. You're not your whole self. And when you finally lift yourself out of the clouds, out of this fog, of this illusion, you could feel, like, the freedom in yourself and feel, like, clear. Like, I'm looking out into the distance. I'm like, wow, you know, the zoom in is gone. Like, you zoom in your mind and you start zooming in visually the things you're looking at. You don't realize the big, huge world and experience there is out there when you're so focused in on magnifying this one ridiculous illusion. Because everything out of love, peace, and happiness is the illusion. If you keep telling yourself that, you'll be able to identify when you are fucking up, mentally fucking up, you know? And the spiritual journey is a journey. There is ups, downs, sideways to it. It's never a floating a floating boat on a glass lake, you know, with no waves, there is, you know, that's part of it. But as time goes on, it's just easier and easier and easier and easier. And the awareness in itself of being like, okay, I'm in the illusion right now. Okay, I'm in fear right now. Like, even just knowing that is huge. People don't even know that. They're just stuck and that's it. So let's do a few positive positive affirmations for positive vibrations for our relationship. You could be in this relationship long time. You could be in it short term, whatever your case may be. But if you're anticipating tragedy with no evidence of such a thing, it's time for you to start saying these affirmations, okay? I am safe in myself. I am safe as a whole person, giving my all. I am strong, being my whole self. I am strongest as my whole self. I am strongest when I give my love freely. I am strongest when I am focused on love. I am safe now. I am smarter now. I am stronger than ever now. I am safe in my relationship. My partner is kind to me. I am kind to my partner. My partner shows me they love me. My partner's actions confirm that they love me. My partner tells me that they love me. They say things that are kind to me. My partner makes me feel safe. My partner does kind things for me. My partner says kind things to me. My partner does kind things for me. My partner loves me. I am safe with my partner. I am safe loving. I am strongest when I'm loving. I am the strongest when I'm myself. I am the strongest when I use all parts of me in life. I am strongest when I don't resist. I am strongest when I just set myself free. I am strongest when my mind is quiet. I am the strongest when I feel happy. I am the strongest when I feel peaceful. I am the strongest when I feel safe. I allow myself to feel safe. I allow myself to feel happy. I allow myself to feel love. I allow myself to feel safe with my partner. I allow myself to love my partner. I allow myself to be loved by my partner. I allow myself to make my partner feel safe. I allow myself to express my love to my partner. I allow my partner to express his love to me. I trust my partner. I trust myself. I trust this experience. I trust my love. I trust my partner's love. I trust our love. I trust us. I trust this time. I trust this place. I trust where I am. I trust the unknown. I trust my life. I trust my power. I trust my strength. I trust my partner's love. I trust my partner's intelligence. I trust my partner's decisions. I trust my partner's love. So there are a few affirmations that I am going to repeat, and I hope that you do too, to try to, you know, let's be happy about the blessings, because we have many. And, you know, a good affirmation is, I trust my partner's intelligence. Let's keep that clear in our minds, because if you're giving your love fully, maybe this isn't for you. Maybe you really are giving your love fully, or maybe you are the one afraid, but your intentions are good, right? If someone offends you or does something wrong to you, and you've only done good, even if you've been afraid or if you've not been afraid, you've just done good and you mean well. If somebody's going to ruin that relationship, their intelligence level isn't high. They're probably somebody stupid. And so keep that clear, because right now we're going to trust the intelligence of our partner, and we should trust the intelligence of ourselves. And if something goes wrong, we just will get to, our hearts will turn away and we'll be okay. Our hearts will know that we did everything we could do, exhausted all options. That will know, that will set us free in itself if something goes wrong. And also, we'll laugh, because we'll say, wow, that person was stupid. They really lost somebody who loved them and could have cared for them through this life. And so there's really nothing to fear. Fear is the illusion. It's trying to hold us back from joy and happiness. And, you know, we have to fight. And we have to fight hard sometimes. But let's just take a breath and just realize that it's all okay. And we are our strongest when we love fiercely. I've never loved somebody and been the weakest. Even in the world's worst relationship, that person should have never gotten an ounce of my love. Okay? Even then, I was the strongest. The love that I was giving got me out of bed still after being tormented. It got me to go to the gym, to take care of my body, to feel confident. I always felt beautiful and confident. I just was so damn strong. And I have been so strong until I decided to be afraid to be in a relationship and love again. And, you know, and I'm struggling, I have to tell you, and I'm working on it. I went through that spiritual awakening that you'll hear earlier in my podcast. That was unbelievable. It was the first time that I didn't love somebody. It's so ironic, this life. First time I wasn't in love with somebody, finally got over the pain of the past, was in love with me and life. Like, it always, there was always something of the past hurting me. There was always something, someone that I loved that wasn't for me, I'd say. And I set myself free, and now here I am as this new person. And now I'm like, wow, all that joy that I felt, you know, I'm scared that I'm in this illusion, because I don't never experience this part of life yet, this chapter. I've never experienced loving God, loving me, loving life, and loving a man at the same time. It's always been the man. You know, and then I had to work on loving me. And then it went to falling in love I fell in love with God, of course. Then I really fell in love with me. Then I fell in love with life. And now I'm trying to drag a man into this. And in my head, because of my experiences and everything, I'm thinking, you know, I got some work to do on my trust that I've, and experiences that I've had with men. They had, you know, I've had some experiences, but it doesn't mean they're all that way. It's unfair to think that way. You know, it's unfair to say that relationships are all bad, because if I sit, I could actually name a couple of them that I know that are great. So let's keep fighting, and let's remember that we are fucking strongest when we don't hold back, when we don't reframe, is that the word? When we're not restricting ourselves, us as a whole, hold all of our love, everything as our whole self, makes us a whole strong person with a lot of power. And even just talking about this, when I'm like, okay, I'm gonna love with my all and that's it, I immediately get a boost of confidence in me. I immediately get a rush of self-love. Because love is actually our protector, even though it doesn't seem that way sometimes. It protects us. Without self-love, look at all the shitty things that we do to ourselves. You know? Love is our fucking protector. And we need to remember that, man. This being in fear shit, that's not a protector. Okay? When there's an emergency and somebody panics, nothing gets done. That's fear. When there's an emergency and confidence through love, because when you have love and you're ready to help and you have confidence, an emergency comes, you don't panic. You fix it. You run. You go fucking give somebody Heimlich maneuver. You fucking help somebody that's getting, you know, in a situation. You don't get panicked. Fear freezes your life up. It freezes everything up, and it fucking sabotages everything. Fuck you, fear. We gotta be motherfucking strong, okay? We gotta fucking put our fucking pants on and be ready. Be ready to be fucking strong and keep it moving. Not let fear put us in a fucking stagnant position. This is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. It's the illusion. I'm not doing it because I'm not strong like that. When you hold back love, you become withdrawn and you are not powerful and you don't feel confident. It takes away your own self-love when you won't love outwardly towards others. So we have to start loving today without thinking twice. And the amount of fucking confidence and self-love that you feel is unbelievable. Let's not judge ourselves. Let's not judge other people. Okay? If you feel that you are in a safe relationship now, nobody's being mean to you. We gotta cut the shit, dude. It's time to move on. Into fucking love, because that is our power. I'm sorry for cursing, but this is who I am, and I'm not gonna pretend to be, you know, not where I am in this moment. If I feel like fucking cursing, I'm gonna curse. And it's really not to be offensive. It's because of the strength behind it, the emphasis I want to make, the emotion. And who even really said fuck was a curse word anyway until we said it was, right? Anyway, I hope that this helped at least one person. Let's go out and love. Because if you love others, you will get an increase, immediate increase in confidence and self-love. I'm telling you right now, I already feel it. Okay, back to our cell. Let's get back to our highest place, our best place, and see better moments, but even better to come. The best is yet to come. I hope all the dreams of your heart become your reality. Bye.